The girl on the phone for a second date today met the guy that she wants to call in a place where I've never even seen people talk.
What?
I've never seen anybody utter a word to each other in this place.
What is it?
Like, so I don't know how they actually met. No, not a library, because people still whisper and things at a library.
And Jubal's been inside a library.
True.
Oh, no. They have free internet access there.
Oh.
So I've been at a library. Trust me. Making all kinds of noise. But I have never seen anybody ever speak to each other, even when I'm with somebody, on the shuttle to the airport.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? I always talk to everyone.
Oh, you're the one then, because I've never seen it. Everybody's kind of sitting there angry, like, I just need to get to my terminal.
Yes.
Why is this driver driving like that? What's the deal? Why do I have to tip him? Anyway, this is stupid. I don't have cash. And everybody's upset, but she actually struck up a conversation, I guess, on an airport shuttle. What's up, Stephanie?
Hi, what's going on?
Not much. How did you meet a dude on the shuttle onto the airport?
You know, I'm just as surprised as all of you are. I was on my way from my car, you know, those little park and ride buses, and this guy gets on at the next stop after me, and he's all like, oh, like, I almost didn't make that one. Like, he's obviously wanting to be conversational.
He wants attention as soon as he gets on. I saw somebody do that the other day.
Or he's just friendly, you guys. Like, he can just be a friendly person who, I don't know, likes life.
I don't think so. He wants attention. So he got on and was talking to everybody or just talking to you?
Well, it was just like me and him, like, and the driver. Like, I'm not just going to ignore him. So we start talking, and then it like turns like kind of flirty. I can tell that he's like, oh, and like, I don't know, the conversation definitely shifted from him worrying about his flight to, you know, a more flirty type of thing.
And were you instantly attracted to him when he walked onto the shuttle bus?
As soon as I kind of like turned around, because I heard him talk initially, and I was like, here we go. Like, I wasn't even gonna like pay him any attention. And then when I kind of turned around, I was like, oh, hey.
I'll talk to you.
You're like, great. The annoying dude just got on the shuttle. Oh, wow. The annoying dude's kind of attractive. Come over here. Sit next to mama.
You can sit right here on my lap.
That's not a very long ride, though, to get from I almost missed my shuttle to, hey, do you want to go out on a date?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So this is what happened. So we're flirting. We're talking. And it was really cute. He was just like, you know, I really want to take you out, but I won't be back for a few weeks. So let's go on a date right now.
Dang, this guy gets down to business.
I was like, wait, what? Now? I don't understand. Like, so he proceeds to like open up his briefcase. Inside, he's got like these bags of like airplane peanuts, those like little mini bottles of liquor. And he opens up his phone and like looks for like love song station. I'm just like the entire time dying inside. And
so he meant like right now, as in on the shuttle bus, not like when we get to the airport, let's find a bar that we can go to together.
No, like as we're driving, he starts setting up shop like in his lap. And I'm like, oh my gosh, of course. Like normally, like I'm so busy, I never have time to date. And now I'm going to go on a date and it's on a shuttle bus. Like,
I like it though.
Yeah, did you like it or was it weird? Because I personally, I'd be like, this guy might be an alcoholic. He's got airplane shots on him. And it's the only thing that he eats, little bags of peanuts from the airport.
I mean, honestly, like when he first started taking out, I thought I was going to like die of embarrassment. And then I was kind of just like, you know what? Like, that's kind of sweet. Like, let's just date right now. And I've got everything we need. Let's go. I was like, okay.
Did it feel planned? Like maybe he has done this before. He comes prepared with all these items when he gets on any shuttle bus.
I mean, he seems like he travels a lot. So, you know, it seemed like, you know, he just, I have leftover peanuts. Like, I mean, it very well could have just been stuff he had left over. I mean, if he would have pulled out like a tablecloth and a candle, I would have been like,
wait a minute. Sketchy. Why do you have silverware? They're not going to let you through security with that.
And what kind of magician are you? How did you fit all that into your bag?
So how long did your date last then on the shuttle?
It was like pretty short lived, but it was really cute. And we had a good time. We were just laughing. A lot of it was just us laughing. So we finally get to my terminal and, you know, I have to get off. And, you know, I'm like, oh, no, like the most strange but awesome day in America is ending. So we exchanged phone numbers because he said he was going to be gone for a few weeks. And I also was like, you know, like, here's my email. If you want to, like, email me while you're on your trip. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm really looking forward to seeing you when I get back. It's kind of like, I don't know, like, it just seemed like the stuff you see in a movie. I was like, this is not happening. I'm, like, all for it. I'm, like, ready to go.
So you really thought when he was going to get back, he'd give you a call?
Yeah. So I have his phone number, so I called him. I left him a voicemail, just, you know, like, hey, checking in. I had a great time, all that. But never heard back from that. And I also sent him an email to kind of check in because I didn't hear back from the phone call. But nothing. It's just I haven't heard from him. And I've heard you guys do these things before. And I was, you know, hoping that maybe we can get to the bottom of this. Yeah.
Do you think that he's just not back from his trip yet?
I mean, it's been a little over 2 weeks now, so he should have already come back according to, like, the conversation we had on our shuttle bus date. Hmm. But if anything, he could have just emailed me back at least to kind of, you know, something.
Yeah.
Something, guy.
I mean, if he was into you, he would have at least been like, ah, man, I'm still busy, but as soon as I get back from my trip, you and I will go out on another shuttle bus. Maybe even a city bus next time.
Don't get wild.
All kinds of public transit dates seem to be in my future. After
yeah,
you can go to train.
I don't know how he wouldn't be into you if he did that cute little thing. Like that's, he didn't have to do any of it. You know, he's the one that initiated all of this.
I mean, yeah, and you know, even if his trip ran longer or something like that, I mean, I think I would have just expected something. You know, but maybe, maybe I'm jumping the gun. I'm not too sure.
Well, let's find out. We'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update. Okay.
Yes, thank you so much.
No problem. Hang on.